Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
We're finally here. The top teams in college basketball have been determined, and the Final Four is set. Looking to wager on these games or the national championship? Head over to betonline.ag on your desktop or your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all updated odds and info, along with player props and new contests throughout the year. It's the best source for all of your sporting wagering needs, including live betting and everyone's favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so join today. Learn why everyone is saying BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm talking about the 2022 Tampa Bay Buccaneers draft needs, what they can get in the draft at the end of April, less than a month away, and it's going to be a very exciting time for these young crop of players going to all the different teams in the league, and today I'm focusing on the Buccaneers. So if you enjoyed this video, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single day on Facebook and YouTube. Check out the Instagram at 100YardsFootball and our top-tier podcast with over 800 episodes available for you to listen to right at this very moment and counting. 2 to 3 to 4 just depends, come out every single day. Draft prospects, recruiting specials, history specials, draft needs like I'm doing today, and really anything and everything football related you can find over at our channel at 100 Football on any of our platforms. And you know, we couldn't be doing any of this without all the support from our fans. So once again, we thank you so much for your time and your support. Well, I can tell you one thing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers do not need. They don't need a quarterback because the GOAT, Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr., is coming back for who knows, right? It could be one more season, could be an extra season. You know, he announced his retirement. We did an episode on it. We talked about him retiring, and he came out of retirement. He is coming back, and he will be under helm at the quarterback position this upcoming season. Getting a new head coach, that's always going to be exciting, too, to see how that goes. We all know Bruce Arians decided to step down, and now they are going to be led by Byron Leftwich, the new head coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll see how he does. And, you know, I think that he is going to be a very solid candidate and do a very good job. He's left with a very talented team with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So we'll be interested to see how he can do as his first year coach. Actually, that's Todd Bowles. My bad. Todd Bowles is the new head coach. Byron Leftwich is going to be a coach one day, I can guarantee that. But they're going to go with Todd Bowles, not Byron Leftwich. Byron Leftwich is still the offensive coordinator, and Todd Bowles is the head coach. My apologies. So we will see how those gentlemen can do in those roles. But let's talk about the Buccaneers. And before I get into their draft, let's talk about what they've lost in free agency and what they've gained, who they've gained. So some of the names of some of the players they have gotten this upcoming year, they got right guard Fred Johnson, Russell Gage, the wide receiver from the Atlanta Falcons, and they've also got a few other gentlemen as well. They've re-signed Zach Treiner. They've re-signed Rashard Robinson, Brashad Perriman, Carlton Davis, Josh Wells, Aaron Stinney, and a lot more, right? Leonard Fournette, Cameron Brate. We're still waiting to see if Gronk's going to come back. And then they've got Ryan Jensen and Chris Godwin. He signed that big money contract not too long ago. Some of the gentlemen they've gotten from other teams, they've got Logan Ryan, the cornerback from the Giants. They got Shaquille Mason, the right guard from the Pats. O.J. Howard left the tight end. He's going to the Buffalo Bills. They lost their running back, Ronald Jones II. He went to the Kansas City Chiefs. Alex Kappa, the right guard, went to the Bengals. Jordan Whitehead went to the Jets. And Justin Watson went over to the Kansas City Chiefs. So, like I said, they've gained some players, they've lost a few, but who should they try and pick up in this upcoming 2022 NFL draft led by Todd Bowles, the head coach? I still think they need to beef up that offensive line. And let me tell you why. They lost a few of their guys, right? Ali Marpet retired. Alex Kappa went over to the Bengals. And I know they've signed some guys, right? They got Fred Johnson. But I still think you need to get as many guys on the offensive line as possible. I know they got Shaq Mason from the Pats. But, man, you got Tom Brady. I mean, I love him. He's a great quarterback. But he ain't the most agile. Let's just say that. And you need to do all you can to protect him and give him as much time as he needs, because we all know what he can do with the football. So many touchdowns, so many passing yards, so many completions. I mean, there's a reason he's the best quarterback ever, and I will put my money on that. So get a right guard, left tackle, right tackle, whoever, just an offensive lineman that you can get as someone who can help him out. Maybe a Zion Johnson, a Kenyon Green, just a few names that they're out there. Tyler Linderbaum might be there just to have the pins. They do have a late pick this year. They're going to go with number 27. That is their pick. And we will see what they can do. As for their next position that I think the Bucs should go with, right? I mean, like I said, you got to go with what you can with the offensive line. I think the other island they need to look at, the other piece of the puzzle, is the defensive line. You got to find some more guys to get to the quarterback. I mean, Jason Pierre-Paul is still up for, he's still a free agent, and Ndamukong Suh is still a free agent at the time. So there are still a few players out there that if you don't feel like bringing both of those gentlemen back, that's fine. But if you feel like you can go in the draft, you can. Currently, they're picks, right? They have number 27 overall in the first round. They have number 28 in the they have pick 60 in the second round, pick 91 in the third, pick 133 in the fourth, and then two seventh-round picks, 248 and 261. So you have, pretty much four really good options to go with here about who you can get. A late-round first pick, you can definitely find an offensive guard, or you can find a defensive lineman. Like I said, with those two guys on the free agency, I still think that they can always find someone new to bring in, like a Devontae Wyatt, like a Trayvon Walker brings one of those guys in from Georgia, and they're instantly going to help beef up your program and look good on defense. And we know that Todd Bowles runs a tight ship, runs a world-class defense, so we will see who can be there at the defensive line and who can help, put in some good work to help out Vita Vea and William Golston, along with that, that very good defense for the Bucs. And finally, the third position that I believe that the Bucs should go for is go with a cornerback. We'll see. In 2023, Sean Murphy Bunting and Jamel Dean will both be free agents. So, the way their salary cap is looking at the moment, they might not have the right amount of money to sign those guys. So we will see what they can go with, who they can get. And I mean, we've talked a lot about corners on the show, right? We talked a lot about cornerbacks and how they can be game changers. I mean, go check out any of the videos that we do with Bobby Butler, and he can tell you that just how important they are to your team. But I mean, they have a good amount of free agents, right? Logan Ryan, who they just picked up, he's going to be a free agent in 23. I mean, I see seven cornerbacks are going to be free agents as of next year. So I think that you need to go and draft one, maybe with your fourth through seventh round pick. That might be the easiest selection there. And just see what you can get. And that's mostly planning for next year as opposed to this year. Maybe, like I said, a day two or a day three target, just because you have a good group right now, but you're probably going to lose one really good player and a couple of the other ones next year in free agency. So I would draft somebody this year, and that way that, this year you have someone really good going into 2023. And I mean, overall, the Buccaneers are a very, very good team. There's a reason they've won Super Bowls. There's a reason they're always in contention for winning a Super Bowl. And, man, I think that if you can help out the offensive line, help out Tom Brady even more, go on the defensive line and replace Pierre Paul or Sue and use that for your third-round pick, right? I think that the Bucs could make some even more noise. They've drafted pretty well recently. So go with an offensive lineman early on, then go help out your defense. And then finally for those late-round picks, right, those day two, those day three picks, go and get a cornerback or two that you, can help you next season, and a little bit this season even, just depending on how they progress in 22, but mostly for 2023.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So please drop a comment. What do you think? Who do you think the Buccaneers should draft? Put some names in there. Put what team they should go for. And we will be sure to respond to you live on whether you're commenting on Facebook, on YouTube. Like I said, we go live each and every single day. Check out the Instagram, at 100 Football. We got clips of all of our shows over there. And most importantly, our amazing and flourishing podcast at 100 Football. Available anywhere. Listen to podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, Apple, iHeart Radio. I mean, any major, any minor podcast streaming platform, you can find it over there and available to download over 800 episodes. And that's thanks to the Believe Podcast Network for all the amazing work that they've been doing for over a year working with us now. And so we thank them. Like I said, I've been your host, Logan Lanners, talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and what they need and who they need to draft in the upcoming 2022 NFL Draft. I'm excited to see who's going to go through this team. And, man, let's be real here. I think this team is the clear-cut favorite to run away with that NFC South title once again. And it's going to be interesting to see who's going to go there and how much better that team is going to be in 2022. Like I said, if you like the video, like, comment, share, subscribe. I've been your host, Logan Lanners. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll talk to you again on another live episode. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.